punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. Happy Monday. We're back. I hope everybody had a good weekend. It was kind of breezy yesterday. It's actually been breezy for the last week, but it was pretty breezy yesterday. Today, not so bad. Currently, right now, in our listening area, looks like Altus and Mangum, you're the hot spots for western Oklahoma, setting in here at 80 degrees at the Mezzanit Centers. Hollis, you're 79. Shamrock, 79. Cheyenne, Oklahoma, 76. Arnett, home of the famous Lori Campbell, 77. Woodward, you're coming in at a whopping 79. And Beaver, coming in at 80 degrees. And we'll have your Northwestern Oklahoma Live Long Ranger, not live, but Long Ranger, not Lone Ranger, but Long Ranger forecast coming up for you in our third segment, and the Hobart Farm and Garden weather forecast for the next 4 or 5 days for southwestern Oklahoma and the eastern Texas Panhandle. We got a great show ahead. I have Mr. Mark Dotson in here from Sayre, but he is the head honcho of the chicken auction over at Eric that comes in once a month for right now. And we'll have him on here in our second segment, talk about different types of chickens, backyard chicken raisers, eggs, when to get rid of them. You know, chickens can be just as sophisticated as cattle. So we're going to clarify a lot of stuff today. And we might even talk about maybe his ex-brother-in-law, Donnie Walker. You never know about him, but we might talk a little bit about him. So right now, let's get on with the chicken. I'm just going to tell you right now, everything in the market, except for maybe a little bit on the feeder cattle, is in the red. And it's crazy what's going on in the market right now. So corn for December is 672. Corn for March, 676. May is 677. Soybeans, November 1415, January 1420, and March 1423. Soybean meal is down also. It's October $436.80 a short ton. December 4/2020, and January is 415.50. Soybean oil is also down. October 65.92, December 62.34, and January 61.58. The one that looks like it's taking the hardest hit in the market today is wheat. Hard red winter wheat is December 9.35. It's down almost 15, and March is 9.33. Oats, 3.87 a bushel for December, and March is 3.92. Cotton, man, this is keeps creeping down. December's 92 cents a pound, and March is 89. Looking out there, just looking around, actually at the cotton crops, looks like everybody is getting pretty close to having their cover crops planted in the rows of cotton out there, so they ought to be wrapping this up this week. I think I was talking to Spencer Smith the other day. This was Friday. I think he liked 500 acres, but knowing him and his dad, Jimmy, they're getting after it, and I bet they're getting pretty close to being done. Oil's even taking a pretty good hit. They're at West Texas Intermediate, or West Texas Crude, actually, is at $77.39, and natural gas is even well below $7 now at $6.70. S&P and the Dow's, they're all down today, so I don't know. Lots of crazy stuff going on out there, mainly because the value of our dollar is really high right now, and they're trying to get interest rates under control. Cash grain prices at the elevators in Oklahoma and in Texas. Hard red winter wheat is $8.88. Corn is $7.58, and Milo is $6.88. Soybeans still about $14, actually $14.19, so it's still above $14. Well, let's see what's causing all the ruckus today. Corn and soybeans and wheat prices are all down in overnight trade. Harvest is starting to ramp up across the Corn Belt, and western conditions this week are looking very favorable. No rain in the forecast. This is putting downward pressure on corn prices. Grain continues to flow out of Ukraine thanks to the Black Sea trade deal. Rutgers reports 7 more ships left Ukraine on Sunday. That brings a total of 218 ships and 4.85 million tons of grain that's left Ukraine since the UN deal was arranged. Prior to the Russian-Ukraine conflict, Ukraine shipped 6 million tons a month. So they're not even touched 1 month's worth anyway. Money managers raised their net long positions or bets on higher prices on corn last week to the highest in almost 3 months, while lowering their bullish bets on beans, according to the data from Chicago and the Commodity Futures Trading Commission. Investors held a net 236,192 corn future contracts as of September 20th, and that's up from 227,000 contracts a week earlier. That's the largest such position since the 7 days ended on June 21st. Speculators, however, reduced their net longs in soybeans to 107,000 contracts, and that's down from 114,000 contracts a week earlier. In wheat, hedge funds and other large investment firms raised their bullish bets on hard red winter wheat to 18,750,000 contracts last week. That's up from 16,875 contracts a week earlier. That's the largest such position since the 7 days ended on July 5th, the day after our independence. Investors, meanwhile, reduced their net short positions or bets on lower prices on soft red winter wheat to 18,000 futures contracts. That's down from almost 23,000 contracts a week earlier. Well, weather across our nation, from what I've seen, it's dry. Temperatures are forecast to be down across the Midwest this week, with highs mostly in the mid to high 70s and lows down into the 40s. Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan, eastern Iowa, and northern parts of Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio are in for a colder week this than the plain states off to the west. North Dakota, South Dakota, Kansas, Nebraska are more than likely to see the highs in the mid-80s this week, and that's also going to happen right here in Oklahoma. Very little precipitation is forecast across this country this week. Doesn't appear, just ain't much going on. Last week's USDA crop progress report found about 7% of corn and 3% of soybeans are already been harvested. If farmers take to the field this week, it's looking like now that the weather will be on their side. I was checking a deal earlier, and it showed us a gentleman hauling some corn out of Minnesota. I guess I didn't know it until he started talking about what he was doing and where he was going with it. 25% of the corn seed made in the United States that goes out to all of our corn farmers all over the United States is actually produced right in Minnesota. That's where you get all your corn seed from. And then I guess it doesn't matter whether it's GMO or not, but 25%, a fourth of all corn seed made right there in Minnesota. Well, we got Mark will be on here with me on this next segment, and we'll have a conversation with him. Then when we have done with that conversation, I'll catch you up on the cattle markets and what's happening with the prices on them. But right now, let's see what Jerry Nine had to say about last Thursday.
This is Jerry Nine, owner of the Woodward Livestock Auction for sale. Last Tuesday, September the 20th, we sold 1,298 cow, bulls, calves. Thursday, September the 22nd, we sold 2,640 calves of feeders. for a total of 3,938 cattle per week. Tuesday, better killing cows bring 82.5 to 92.50. Thin cows bring 53 to 79.5. Bulls bring 78 to 118. 2 to 4 year old bred cows 1,000 up to 1,525. With their 5 to 8 year old bred cows 900 to 1,460. 2 to 4 year old pairs 1,525. One thing to tell about Woodward, our cow buyers do not buddy up. Makes a lot better slaughter market. Hunter steer cattle 3 to 350 weight steers 202 to 229, 4 to 450, 201 to 218, 5 to 550, 164 to 187, 6 to 650, 161 to 186, 7 to 750 yearlings, 170 and a half to 178, 8 to 850, 159 to 180, 9 to 950, 169 to 172 and a half, and 42 steers weighing 983, bring 164. We sold 61 steers, one bunch weighing 834, bring 180. And we sell 68 other steers weighing 896, bring 172.5. Hunter heifers, 3 to 350 heifers, 160 to 176, 4 to 450, 160 to 180, 5 to 550, 154 to 179, 6 to 650 off the cow, 141 to 159.5. Yearlings, 160 to 164. 7 to 750 heifers, 148 to 169. With our 8 to 50 heifers, 154.5 to 159. 8 heifers weighing 1,002, bring 132. I stay in the ring start to finish, make sure we get the most we can for every head. For this Tuesday, September the 27th, we're expecting 60 bred cows and pairs off of one deal. We've got 40 other bred cows, 4 to 7 years old. We'll see you this Tuesday, 8 a.m. sharp. Thanksgiving, Jerry 9, and the Woodward Livestock Auction.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
This hour's weather brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden.
Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal. That's why you need feed that's built the reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. iPro Feed's commitment to nutrition is unwavering. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your local iPro Feeds dealer providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at HobartFarmAndGarden.com. Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyard's weekly cattle sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
They're built better. They're tough. It's heavier steel, rubber flooring. They're framed in differently. Their tires come 18 ply. You could drive through a mesquite patch. These things are just built to use out in the thick of things. If you're going to catch a cow out in the middle of a section, you're going to drag a huge trailer out there to her. Farmers and ranchers love Hughes trailers, and we've got them. Cattle King Manufacturing. We're 2 miles south of the golf course here at Elk City on Highway 6. On Facebook, just search Cattle King Manufacturing. 303-4246.
We've all heard the expression, practice makes perfect. But at Kumon Learning Centers, we believe practice makes possibilities. Imagine what your child could achieve with math and reading mastery at an early age. No one achieves greatness by accident. They practice. Right now, enjoy free registration and save up to $50 at Kumon, where practice makes possibilities. Call 1-800-ABC-MATH to book an orientation today.
If you're a farmer or rancher, you rely on a business that can help you get the things you need fast so you can get back to work. Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisai, Oklahoma is that business. They carry farm equipment, oil-filled cattle guards, and fencing supplies. How about a cattle shooter hay trailer? They've got them. You need welding supplies? They've got that too. Learn more at everettswelding.com or see their ad inside the Penny News. That's Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisai, Oklahoma.
Right now, hay coverage is a big deal. You know, price of hay right now is very expensive. The ability to get hay right now, and when people get their hands on it, it's probably one of the most expensive assets that they have in their operation right now. And we can insure that hay for fire. I know there's been a lot of wildfires, and people have a concern for that. And then if you're an existing customer with us and you have a farm and ranch policy, you know, people need to understand that's not something that's automatically included. They would need to call and let our office know what coverage they need for their hay, and we can add that onto their farm and ranch policy. We can insure hay on a standalone policy, which is something that maybe some others don't offer. Even if you don't have business with us currently, we can write hay insurance.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right. Beautiful day out there. Currently at the Elk City Mezzanet Station, we have 80 degrees. The winds are out of the southeast at 7 miles an hour, and it is dry out there, 24% humidity. Some wind gusts up to 11 miles an hour. And according to the Gabe Gadget here in our studio, 79.5 degrees, 26% humidity, and 5 mile an hour wind. If you got any questions with my guest coming up, the Today in Ag text line is open, 580-225-9697. 225-9697. We're gonna be serious about the chickens, but we're gonna have a little fun talking about them too, and because it's actually for whether it doesn't matter whether you're in a city or outskirts, a lot of people raise their own chickens, yes. So and to lay eggs mainly. But anyway, that's what we got. Well, Mr. Mark Dotson, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jimmy.
And you probably have to scoot up to that mic just a little bit. And then I know your voice, you said your voice carries.
My voice carries quite a bit.
Because you're an auctioneer also, I guess. Yeah. But anyway, I was having fun with your brother-in-law last week,
yes.
Making fun of him catching chickens. He's what?
Yeah.
Well, how old is he, 77? Tell the truth.
76. Yeah, I see. Yeah, probably pretty close to that.
And anyway, he won't take his hat off because he's afraid everybody see his bald head. But anyway, I was talking last Tuesday on the show about he was 2 hours late showing up at my place to help me work on the baler.
Right.
Well, it was an OU football game, and I needed to go check my corn at Granite, and all kinds of things going on. And it took him 2 hours to catch 6 chickens, so I was making fun of him.
Yeah, he's quite a chicken wrangler.
but anyway, you've got the auction over, the chicken auction over at Eric, and it, right now, starting, it's once a month right now.
Right.
But let's talk about what happens at the chicken auction. And I know it's got to be fun sometimes.
Oh, yes.
Or chaotic.
Yes.
But there's a lot. Raising chickens and guineas is pretty popular no matter what farm you come from.
Right.
How did the chicken auction at Eric get started?
It got started about 6-7 years ago by a man named Randall Flowers. He started outside on a cotton trailer.
Yeah,
and had a tent out in front for people sitting under, and sold chickens there in the yard on a cotton trailer there. And he finally moved into a barn, and then about 4 or 5 years ago, he moved away and turned it over to me,
okay.
And I started it then, and it's kept up then till now.
It's in the old co-op building.
It's
right?
In the old co-op building, yep. 402 North Sheb Woolley.
Right there in there. It's easy to find.
Yeah.
But there's so help me out, because I've never been to a chicken auction.
Well,
I mean, what from the start? I mean, how do you guys do that? I mean, you go to a sale barn with beef, you put stickers on them, they come through the ring, and they start bidding on it, and you don't know, you really, unless Brandon or somebody, anybody's auction announces it, you got laying hens, you got older hens, you got roosters.
Right.
Take us to it.
Okay. When chickens comes in, when the birds comes in, the animals, we put a sticker on their cage and start out with A1.
Okay.
And whoever has they can have as many cages as they want of chickens or rabbits or whatever they want. And we put A1 and we go down to B2 all the way through the alphabet.
Right.
Until we get to the end, and then we can start all over with a different number.
Right.
And stuff. But they're in the cages, and what we do is that we put a cage up on the table, if there's more than one bird in there, say we have 10 roosters in there, I'll sell choice of the roosters one or two times, and then I'll sell them all for one money.
All right.
Laying hens is worth anywhere from $10 to $40 to $50. It all depends on the grade of hen and what kind it is.
How much now?
$10 to $50. I'm telling you.
For a laying hen.
For a laying hen. I had some.
I'm in the wrong business.
I had some chickens the other day bring $95 a pair, $47.50 a piece.
And that's for a pair of laying hens.
No, that was a pair of rooster. That was a rooster. That was a. They was a. Candy corn Polish is what they were. Candy corn Polish. Beautiful bird. Very rare bird. And anyway, they brought $47.50 the other day.
A piece.
A piece, yes. And had laying hens bring up to over $30 a piece. Morans. I had black copper Morans. In fact, my sister bought two cages of them.
Yeah, we'll get to that later.
Yeah, that's quite a story. Anyway, but we just put them on the table. And we auction them off. We don't weigh them or nothing. It's money times the bird. And most roosters will bring a dollar.
Right.
You know,
there's a lot of roosters, probably.
Because there's a lot of roosters. You'll have maybe 100 roosters come through there.
Okay.
You know, we had close to 300 chickens last sale. And
that's crazy.
Yeah. We had guineas. We had turkeys. We had I had peacock eggs. We sell hatching eggs. I've had hatching eggs there bring over $30 a dozen. And I've had a one chicken egg alone bring $6.
And what was so special about that?
It was a Moran egg.
Okay.
And there's just, when you get people at an auction, it's kind of different than a cattle auction, okay? I work the crowd.
Yeah.
When I get the two bidders, I'm going to work them two bidders. I'm going to get that bid out of them.
I guess I'm going to have to cope.
Yeah. I mean, you know, and you get two ladies bidding against one another. Or two men bidding against one another.
One of your sister?
One is my sister. And I can always talk my sister in and say, all I got to do is walk by her and say, hey, Linda, that's a good deal. And she'll bid, you know. And But awesome. I didn't do that this last time. She done it on her own. But she got a good deal. But anyway, it's just a fun thing. The most peculiar thing I've had there is I was auctioned off a rooster one time. And this lady said, I'll give $3 if I can kiss that rooster. I had a dollar bid on him. And I said, you give $3 to kiss that rooster? And she said, yes, I'll give $3 to kiss that rooster. I said, okay. So she came up there, and I mean, she laid one on that rooster, you know, right on the side of his head and kissed that rooster. Well, she went back there to get her money and everything. She only had $2 on her.
Oops.
Well, she gave me her two, and then she's found a $5. In there and says, oh, here's a $5. And I said, well, ma'am, I owe you some money. I owe you this $2, and then I owe you some more. And she said, no, you don't owe me nothing. Just give me that $2. That makes up $5. I sold that rooster, sold the rooster for $1 and got $5 for the kissing rooster. That's the most funniest thing that's happened ever. We have a lot of fun. It's a family-ordinated
Well, you got to have. If you're just joining in on us, I got Mark Dotson in here, and he runs the. He is also the auctioneer at the chicken auction.
No, I have an auctioneer now.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. And sorry about that. What's the name of the auction?
Auction is Eric Chicken Auction and Miscellaneous.
Okay, cool. And let's take a quick break. When I come back, I'll give the Northwestern Oklahoma forecast, the Long Ranger, and then we'll talk some more about the chicken, because
okay.
I want to talk to you about the laying hens. And you know, a lot of people, I didn't know that birds could live up 7, 8, 9, 10 years old.
Yes,
I didn't realize
yes.
that. So
yes.
When we get back, we'll talk about it.
Okay.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
After waiting in line for a while, it's finally your turn, so you give your name, and she looks for your prescription. She finally finds it, looks at you, and then looks at the prescription again. She's either never seen you before, or she can't remember your name. You break the silence by explaining your symptoms. She might say, oh, that's too bad. Or she might not say anything at all. Then she finds your medicine and tells you how much you owe. Or you go the other route. You walk through the door in the middle of town, and you recognize that really good smell. Someone says, hello. If you're a repeat customer, they call you by name. This feels familiar. This feels good. At the counter, they ask how you're doing. When you tell them about the prescription, they find it quickly, and then they get you the medicine you need. They say, "Hope you get to feeling better soon." For your family's medicine, do you just want to be a customer, or do you want to be someone your pharmacist knows and cares about? Grandview Pharmacy and Gifts, 1220 West 3rd in Elk City.
You could save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, but when we just come out and say it, it feels like it falls a bit flat. So we're going to sing it.
We're singing words now.
We'll even sing the business part.
Save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive.
Now that's a commercial you'll remember, even if you don't remember the bundle and save with Progressive part.
We're singing that commercial.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
This is the end of the jingle.
A jingle about insurance.
Red Angus is probably most commonly known for the maternal breed. More maternal type cows. A heifer lays down, has a calf. She goes over and gets the calf up instantly, and the calf goes to nursing, and they're very protective of their calves too. Benji White, B&L Red Angus. BLRedAngus.com on Facebook. Follow us at B&L Red Angus.
Lori White, B&L Red Angus. BLRedAngus.com. You can find us on Facebook by searching B&L Red Angus.
Good afternoon, great stewards of the land. This is Drew Cobb with your Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, September 19th. 1,162 head were sold, 11 head of steers at 342 brought 214, 12 at 504 brought 189, 5 at 519 brought 180, 10 at 717 brought 164, 37 at 723 brought 180.50, 16 at 829 brought 173, 8 at 948 brought 156, 8 head of heifers at 386 brought 158, 17 at 462 brought 155, 5 at 515 brought 151, 9 at 556 brought 161, 12 at 592 brought 155, 9 at 747 brought 157, 13 at 839 brought 154, butcher cows were 20 to 86, butcher bulls brought 94 to 107.50, Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma, sell every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
Great news, folks. Ron Hayes here to let you know SEI Agritech in Elk City is now your livestock nutrition center dealer. This is better quality feed and minerals for your cattle, horses, sheep, and goats. Plus, at SEI Agritech, you can buy everything from bulk to 50-pound bags. Call or go see SEI Agritech today about your feed and mineral needs. Their number, 580-225-0317. 580-225-0317. Better feed, better results.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
...79 degrees here, according to the Gabe gadget at the radio station. And currently in Woodward, it's 77 degrees. The winds are calm. Visibility is 10 miles an hour. Humidity is low at 24%. This afternoon, high of 84. Tomorrow, 90. Wednesday, 85. Thursday, 87. And Friday, 88. There is no moisture in the foreseeable, but looks like the temperatures are going to start staying below 60 degrees at night, and that's good. I like cool nights. And other than that, the pollen counts up is all I can tell you. Take your drugs to fight your ragweed. That's what it is. I hate ragweed, but I love ragweed. How's that? Because ragweed is the number one food source for quail. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Ragweed is full of protein. The quail love it.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of like the milkweed for monarch butterflies. Speaking of that, have you seen any butterflies?
Very few.
Man, yesterday there was quite a few of them.
Is that right?
They're coming through, big, beautiful ones. And anyway, the monarch butterfly is starting to, I guess, migrate to the south.
Wow.
And so, anyway, headed back to Mexico. Anyway, it's a good day. Well, let's continue on with the talking about the chicken auction that you have. Right now you're having it once a month. Right now is the third week of the month.
Yeah, our next one will be October 15th.
October 15th. And then come back after the first of the year, you'll go back to two a month. And you don't know which first and third.
Yeah, we don't know for sure yet.
Okay. And a quick question for you. You have to abide, your auction abides by the Oklahoma Agriculture Department.
Yes.
Proceeds, or not proceeds, but procedures and stuff. Well, you know, earlier this year, the bird flu was going around.
Yes.
And it kind of shut you guys down for a few months.
Yes, it did.
And they wasn't really but one or two reported cases in Oklahoma, if I remember right.
If I remember right, there's two reported in eastern Oklahoma, I believe.
And they were actually backyard.
One of them was a house hatchery type deal, the first one that came out.
Yeah.
And I believe the other one might have been a regular.
Just somebody raised them in their backyard and it reported them and stuff. And I got a question for you off the text line.
Okay.
Let me read it first. Hey, Jimmy, would you please ask the chicken man what kind of chicken this is? My son in Wyoming was asking me yesterday. Well, you want to walk around here, take your headphones off, and come around here, and I'll open this up for you so you can see.
I don't guarantee I'll know.
Yeah. The poor little girl's in the chicken coop. What the heck, lady? No, I'm just kidding.
I can't tell if that's her finger or what, but it looks like it could be part naked neck.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Could be. I can't really tell.
Okay. There you go. Anyway, you got... that's coming up, so let's get back to some chicken stories. So, just like a cow sale, horse sale, goat sale, or anything else, you have certain kind of chickens that bring more money.
Yes.
And most of them are laying hens, correct?
Yes, laying hens.
And
which I've had a rooster bring $120
over. Why?
Why? It was a golden phoenix rooster, and there's just two men. It was testosterone, I believe, that got it. But anyway, there's two guys bidding against one another. It brought $120.
It's well known throughout the ag world.
Yeah.
That you get two people, no matter whether you're buying a chicken, a cow, a bull, or even a tractor.
Right.
If they get the going.
Right. We've had some to bring 80, 70, 54. I mean, you know. Roosters.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Anyway, I mean, I guess it's not crazy. You think about what some of the goats bring right now. You know.
Yeah. And yeah. Goat market, they say, is real high.
Yeah, it's really high, and there you got that going on, but $95 for a rooster.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
That's very unusual.
Yeah.
But it does happen.
It does happen. Yeah. All right. So your younger laying hens probably bring more, if I'm guessing right.
Sometimes.
How old does a hen have to be before it actually start laying?
Usually 6 months.
6 months.
Yeah.
And they can lay them all the way up till what age?
Until
they pass.
Until they pass. I mean, you know, as older they get, the less they will lay.
Right.
You know.
And is their eggs more fragile?
Yes. As they get older, when you get a chicken around 2 years old and stuff, a lot of people want to get rid of them because they're buying chickens for egg production because they really start slowing down and start thinning out and things. But some people keep them, you know. But
like a chicken, your sister?
Yeah, like my sister, she can keep some old ones, yeah.
What's, I'm quizzing, I'm learning about chickens, even though my mom used to raise them, and I'm not even going to go into the details of how she used to butcher those.
Yeah, we used to butcher them.
Wow,
she bought 100 at a time.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And she had a sharp hole.
Yeah.
So is there any certain type of chicken hen or breed of a chicken hen that lays better eggs than others? Because most of the chickens you see, they're laying eggs, are mainly white chickens. And I don't know what breed that is. But
white chickens usually leghorn.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Is there any certain breed of chicken that makes the best scrambled eggs?
No, not really, you know. Most people says that a farm fresh egg is better than the candled egg that comes out of the store.
Okay.
And I can taste the difference because it's what you feed your chickens is what makes their eggs. And as you run, if you free range your chickens and everything, their eggs might have a little different flavor to it.
Better or worse?
Better.
Better.
Yeah. better.
So you're saying grasshoppers got more protein in it than feed the animals?
Pretty good.
Well, it's true. Grasshoppers are full of protein.
Right. They're full of protein.
Yeah.
And, you know, but a free-range chicken, you know, you don't have to feed them as much as you do chicken in a pen.
Right.
You know, and different size chickens has different space they have to have.
Right.
And so you got to learn that, and also you got to learn like the egg market, depending on what you want to sell your eggs for. A lot of people like to say a flavor of rainbow eggs. In other words, you have chickens, hens that lays blue eggs, green eggs, rose color eggs, the dark brown eggs.
The brown ones are my favorite.
The brown ones, yeah. Have you ever seen a copper Moran egg?
No.
It's a real dark, dark egg. Real dark egg.
So does your eggs come out like chocolate?
No.
Well, I mean, you know, you milk a Jersey cow, you get chocolate milk.
Oh, do you?
Did you not know that?
I didn't know that. I milked one before. I never did get none.
What are farm fresh eggs going for right now?
Farm fresh eggs?
Yeah, range. Just a range.
They'll sell anywhere, depending on what. Here you go again. It depends on where you're at.
Right.
You know, they'll sell to three and a half a dozen around here.
Right.
You know, around Oklahoma City, they might sell. I got a lady down there, comes from Piedmont, comes all the way from Piedmont, Oklahoma to my sale.
Right.
And she sells her eggs about $5 a dozen.
Right.
So it's all the vicinity that you're in, what they'll bring. But a farm fresh egg will taste, a lot of people argue with me, but a farm fresh egg will taste a lot better, and it's a lot better for you than the one out of the store.
Oh, yeah, I totally agree.
Yeah.
I mean, at least you know what you're getting out
here. Right.
And so how many eggs, one egg a day for a good laying hen?
Yes. Some hens will lay every other day.
Okay.
Some will lay every day during a certain season.
And is it because of weather?
I had chickens that laid eggs all last year through wintertime because I kept a light on them.
Oh,
it takes so much sunshine, takes so much sunlight for a chicken to lay an egg. They got to have about 12 to 14 hours.
They're photosensitive?
Yes. They got to have about 12, 14 hours of light, yes, to lay an egg.
Okay.
There's been known of chickens laying two eggs a day. That's very unusual. It's a young chicken that starts out very, and it becomes unusual. But and there's some that lays a double yolk egg.
Okay.
I have never had a double yolk egg, but a lot of people says they have.
Okay. Well, if you're just joining me, we got a few minutes left here with Mark. Mark Dotson, he's the owner and operator at the Eric Chicken Auction that happens this month. Is coming up October 15th.
Yes.
Yeah, it'll be October 15th. That's Tara's wedding that works up here in the front up here.
Oh, yes.
She works on our Penny News.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, she's getting married that day.
Is she?
And
she could have it at the chicken auction.
Well, the wedding's going to be at the golf course at Sayre.
Oh, is that right?
Man, her and her bridesmaid could run over to the chicken auction.
Sure.
For a bridesmaid party.
Right. Yeah. We could welcome them.
That'd be fun. What time's that sale start?
11 o'clock miscellaneous will start, and then chickens we move to the inside at 12 o'clock.
I got you.
And start selling.
And so you sell chickens,
turkeys, guineas, pheasants, any kind of, I'll sell any kind of bird. I've sold parakeets before. And
talk back to you?
My sister bought those parakeets.
Oh, I didn't know
this. Yes, and she bought the cage that went with it.
Are we talking about Linda?
Yes.
Linda Walker?
Yes, she bought them.
I won't say
exactly how much she paid for that stuff.
Why not?
But she's paid quite a bit for that. But she did sell the cage. The parakeets died, I think. And she did sell the cage and got more money for the cage she gave for it. But she came out, I guess. Okay.
She's a wheeler dealer.
She is.
Oh, my God. And because she was really good at selling Avon.
Oh, yeah. She was real good at selling Avon.
And matter of fact.
She's good at selling eggs, too.
She's good at selling okra, too.
She brought some of that last Saturday.
Well, there's nothing like stories from being on the farm, you know, whether it's cattle, getting kicked by a horse, or getting ran out of the pen by bulls.
Yeah.
What's your funniest chicken story ever?
I guess my funniest chicken story is probably that lady kissing that rooster. That was very unusual. I never had heard anybody doing that or whatever. But I have another little story I could tell you if we got time.
Yes, ma'am.
I used to have a chicken. In fact, I had two hens. I had a one named Ruby, and she'd ride in the picket with me. And she'd ride up on a console with me in the middle of the seat of my pickup. And we'd drive around town and stuff. And then she would come in the house and sit on the couch with me and stuff like that. And then I had another hen that my uncle gave me. And it was a speckled Sussex. And anyway, her name was Bonnie. And my Uncle Sam gave her to me. And anyway, she would run up to you. And she ran up to me one day and ran clear up my leg, clear up my shoulder. And she sat on my shoulder.
Really?
Yeah, she sat on your shoulder. She's sweet, yeah.
Well, dude, I got one gentleman here that's wanting to know, do they do the chicken dance at the chicken auction?
I can do the chicken dance if they'll come. Yeah. If they come and buy something, I've been known to do some things.
Well, Bill Dance asked that question. He's the only person in Western Oklahoma to raise a sugar cane or a pivot. Yeah. So anyway, he lives at Delhi, so it's not very far from there.
Yeah, I tell you, come on over and he buys some things. If he buys one of them $100 roosters, I'll do the chicken dance for him.
There you go, Bill. And then, so have you ever got a chicken that got loose in the auction?
Oh, sure, sure.
And you don't have Donnie Walker there catching them?
No.
I wouldn't.
We have to close the doors sometimes, and we get out the fishing nets, and we go try to catch chicken. We've had them get out of the barn.
Oh, I got to come to one.
Yeah.
This sounds like way too much fun.
Yeah.
And so tell everybody again when your auction is and where it's at, and starting next month.
Okay, it's October the 15th. The miscellaneous will start at 11 o'clock. Chickens will sell at 12. It's located at 402 North Sheb Woolley in Eric. And they can contact me at 580-439-4997. And I have a Facebook page. They can follow me on Facebook page.
What's the Facebook page
Eric
title?
Chicken Auction at Miscellaneous.
Cool. And then we got new listeners in our for the Today in Ag show. We got 100.1 KWFX up at Woodward listening. And is there an auction up in that area?
There was an auction up there at Woodward at the Fair Barn.
Right.
I heard. I don't know if they're still having it or not.
Well, maybe somebody will text in and tell us if that's going on. But if not, at least they know where to come to yours.
Yeah. Yeah. I have them. I have people come from Amarillo. I've had people come from Kitty Quay, Piedmont, Oklahoma City, Lawton area. I have people come from all over the chicken auction.
Well, Mark, I was going to dog on Donnie a little bit, but I've already told that story twice. It's getting old because he's got older. He's not as athletic as he used to be, but Linda's going to have to start getting somebody come in and catch those birds now, because she's gonna be late for the auction and be
runs a little late sometimes for the auction. It's a family run auction, and my daughter and my two sisters and myself and my ex-wife and we have a blast. My auctioneer and now Randall's helping us out now, and different ones just pitches in. We have a blast.
Oh yeah, it sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And then you auction a lot of other stuff off, but it's got to be ag-related, right?
Ag-related.
Yes.
I was doing miscellaneous of anything coming, but this last sale I decided to go just back to ag-related because it gets to be hectic.
Yeah. Well, they actually, somebody did text in and said the Woodward Chicken Auction was actually last Saturday,
okay,
so they're still having it.
Okay.
Yep.
I thought they were. Okay.
Yep. But you guys, you know, now there's one down at Eric, and you guys can come to this one, too, because it sounds like it's probably at different times anyway.
Yeah.
And anyway, again, thanks for coming in.
Well, appreciate it.
And
thanks for having me.
I'm going to come to the next talk.
You got to come. Everybody's got to come at least one time.
Yeah, just see what it's like.
Yeah.
I mean, it's got to be. It sounds fun anyway.
It is. It's fun.
All right. Well, we'll be right back after this, and I'll have your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast for you.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans.
Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
New unbelievable cellular plans. Upgrade to an unlimited plan today and join the Pioneer Cellular family. Only pay for what you need and get more of what you want. Choose your unlimited plan to mix, match, and save based on you and your family. With the new Pioneer Cellular plans and enhanced full T service, you can now use voice and data at the same time. If your service hasn't been updated yet, stop by an office today or call 1-800-641-2732 for more information. Some restrictions apply.
The semi that you drive or that your company owns helps you make a living. But supply chain issues mean you can't get a new one for a long time. So you've got to make the one you've got last longer.
I know several people that's trying to order new semis. They're over a year out, so people are having to keep the older ones running. Where a lot of bigger companies will trade trucks every couple years, whatever, just to stay in new ones. They're having to keep the older ones running longer because they can't get new ones. They're having to wait over a year to even, if they can even order a new one.
I'm Brody Rice, and I'm your diesel mechanic. Western Oklahoma's TDC Services. From the bumper to the mud flap, we will repair anything between, above, and below. From the TA truck stop on I-40 between Sarah and Elk City, 2.5 miles straight north on the east side of the road. Just call 580-729-0386. 729-0386.
Good afternoon, great stewards of the land. Drew Cobb in studio with your Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, September 16th. 2080 head were sold, 8 head of steers at 311 brought 210, 5 at 498 brought 174, 10 at 568 brought 177, 11 at 603 brought 177, 4 at 705 brought 160, 10 at 725 brought 170, 11 at 779 brought 158.50, 6 head of heifers at 351 brought 183, 4 at 421 brought 162, 15 at 456 brought 165, 550, 3 at 495 brought 159, 14 at 507 brought 155, 9 at 629 brought 143, 2 at 675 brought 141. Butcher cows were 36 to 87, butcher bulls brought 62 to 114, bred cows were 725 to 1400, pairs brought 1200 to 1550. That's Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
Myself, I'm fourth generation customer there at First National Bank. You get a lot of loyal customers there at First National because we don't change a lot. This is who we are. You can come in and talk to us if you have a difficult situation, and we're going to do what we can to get you through it. And right now in this economy, that's a big plus to have in a bank, somebody that will roll with you, because right now you're rolling with the punches. Everybody is. I'm Jason Redd, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
-81 degrees at the Elk City Mezzanine. Let's see what's happening around the rest of the area real quick here. See if anything crazy is sticking out. Not really. 82 at Altus. 82 at Bessie, 82 at Ceiling, 83 at Beaver, 80 at Shamrock, Texas, 79 at Wheeler. And anyway, it's going to be beautiful. Tomorrow's going to be a little warm, but the rest of the week looks great. I think everything's looking really good. So let's check out the forecast for southwestern Oklahoma and eastern Texas Panhandle, brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden right there in Hobart, Oklahoma. Today, sunny, 84. Tomorrow, 90. Mostly sunny with southwest winds up to 17 and 20 mile an hour gusts. Wednesday, 87. Thursday, 87. And Friday, 87. Looks like we're going to kind of have the same kind of wind that we did last week, anywhere from 10 to 15 miles an hour with gusts at time up to 20. And we can get that going. All right, let's check out what cattle were doing. We didn't get to that earlier as far as the market's concerned. We got everything's still in the red. Live cattle for October, 143.32. December, 147.02. February, 151.27. April, 154.95. Feeder cattle, September 176.90, October 176.42. Lean hogs are also down, October 89.87, December 78.90, $8.95 and February $83.25. All right, let's see what happened overall that was reported in Oklahoma and Texas prior week from 918 to 924. Total receipts in Texas was 5,726 head come through the sale barn compared to the week before at 5,444. Looks like compared to last week, feeder steers and heifers in Texas was up to steady to $2 higher. Trade activity was moderate on good demand, especially on long-time weaned cattle. A larger spread between weaned and unweaned cattle was noted this week, and we talked about that last week as the temperatures begin to cool. But I think one of the biggest reasons is we're not getting a lot of moisture, and there's not a lot of fall pasture growing right now. There might be some growing, but we need some moisture, and then I think that feeder calf market will and calf market will come back up. Slaughter cows and bulls were steady to $3 lower. Supply was 79% feeder cattle, 3% replacement, and 18% slaughter. Looking at some of the prices in Texas, just go through a few right here real quick. 422-pound average weights was bringing up to 222. 563 pounders bringing up to $1.96. 693s was bringing up to 182, and 700 pounders was bringing up to 176. And what else we got? 800 pounders was 175 to 177. Oklahoma, let's see what happened last week in Oklahoma. We had, come on computer, quit it, there we go. 31,385 was reported through the sale barn compared to the week before at 40,000. And last year we had almost 28,000 go through the sale barn. Looks like compared to last week, feeder steers steady to $1 lower, except for over 800 pounds, and they were $2 to $5 higher. Feeder heifers mostly steady, demand moderate to good. Steer calves steady to $3 lower. Heifer calves steady to $4 lower. Demand was moderate for calves. Some temperatures held on till the very last day of the season. Fall-like temperatures are expected this week. Hoping moisture will accompany some of those temperatures. All right, let's see here. Well, we got some 329 pounders bringing up to 253. 214.39 was the average. 383 pounders was 246.50 was the high end, 216.80 was the average, 472 average weight bringing up to 230, 202.85 was the average, 500 pounds we got some, where we got 523s bringing up to 206, 573s was bringing up to $1.99. some unwinged ones weighing the same was 11 cents cheaper, $1.88. 600 pounders, we had some 619s, 196.50, 180, basically 184 was their average, and then some 620s unwinged, the first ones at $1.84 average, these only averaged 171, 13 cents cheaper unwinged in the 600 pound range. So but we were talking today about this weaning and unweaning. And I've got some that I'm weaning right now, and I'm telling you, the feed bill is getting to where it's time for them to leave. That's all I can tell you. You just got to put your calculations together, figure out what your feed's going to cost you per pound, how much you're going to feed them each day. Everybody has a different purpose. Some guys are feeding theirs now because when they get bigger, if they don't have any winter pasture, or if they do have winter pasture, you know, they're going to the feedlot. They're following them all the way through the feedlot. Some guys just raise calves to sell them, and whether they're worked or unworked, you just got to put the numbers to it. Where especially the small ranchers and farmers right now, it's a tough time, especially new ones. Interest rates are going up. Feed costs are coming down, but I do have a deal here that we can expect a healthier supply of fertilizers this coming season, farming season. Key commodity growing markets in the Americas, particularly Brazil and the United States, can expect a healthier supply of fertilizer than last year. Growers may also see further downward price pressure on phosphates and potash as the market adjusts to the Russian-Ukraine conflict. So, I mean, that's a good good start. News is that a little less optimistic for nitrogen, where with base case forecasts is predicting a 20 to 30% price increase at the wholesale level between now and the end of this year. Why? I don't know. We got all this natural gas out in western Oklahoma, and I can't figure out why somebody in Texas Panhandle or right here in western Oklahoma isn't making nitrogen with all this natural gas we got. And I don't get it. I mean, I'm sure the EPA has a lot to do with that, but a potentially double-digit percentage increase is expected for seed pricing heading into 2023, along with this interest rate we got going. And so, anyway, we'll talk more about that coming up tomorrow. Thanks again, Mark Dotson with the Eric Chicken Auction, for coming in. I knew there had to be some funny stories, but also it's a serious business. If I paid $100 for a chicken, that girl better be laying golden eggs, is all I can tell you. Anyway, so anyway, you guys have a great day. Hope you enjoyed the show. This is The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark. God bless.